A mother's worst fears can bring about her greatest faith. As related in this story, I have seen a miracle.
Turn it off. The words spoken in the rear of the ambulance transcended the wail of the siren and caused frozen talons of fear to grip her heart. Was life support being turned off? Was her daughter beyond help? In panic, she turned to face the ambulance driver. Sensing a mother's worst fear, the driver extended his hand to her forearm and in a comforting tone of voice reassured her. Your daughter is doing well. We are only turning off communications with Ottawa County and establishing them with Kent County. His words brought momentary relief, but the relief was fleeting. She was living a mother's worst nightmare. Less than an hour earlier, 9-year-old Bethany was struck by a vehicle as she crossed the highway. Her injuries were serious. Even the untrained eye could determine that. And now the mother rode in the front of the ambulance as it screamed its warning to other vehicles on Interstate 96 and hastened to deliver Bethany to Butterworth Hospital in Grand Rapids. Their arrival at the hospital only served to intensify her fears. Bethany's injuries were even more serious than she imagined. Her daughter would cry out in pain and fear and then lapse into unconsciousness. A team of 16 physicians and nurses worked feverishly on the child. The head of the trauma unit took her aside and prepared her for the worst. Bethany's skull was cracked. Brain fluid was leaking into her ear, and her arm was broken. Survival through the night was doubtful, and if she did survive, she would likely be in a vegetative state for the rest of her life. It was then that the mother requested the administration of a priesthood blessing for her daughter. The physician concurred, stating, "That is the only thing that can help." Brothers Garth Amott and Jack Eveland of the Wyoming ward arrived, and the team of healthcare professionals parted to allow access to the child for the blessing. The blessing was administered with the assurance Bethany would survive this ordeal. The assurance contained in the blessing gave great comfort to the mother as she continued to stand at her daughter's side. Her thoughts gave rise to her own patriarchal blessing, which contained the promise that she would see her children grow to adulthood. Within 2 hours of the blessing, a CT scan was performed on Bethany. When the results of the scan were read, an excited head of the trauma group rushed to the mother. He grasped her shoulders in excitement and almost yelled the words at her. The test performed on Bethany revealed that the extensive injuries previously noted were no longer evident. There was no crack in Bethany's skull, no brain fluid leak. The only injury remaining was the broken arm. Bethany was out of harm's way. The doctor concluded with the humble statement, "I know I have seen a miracle." Bethany remained in the hospital for a week. She improved with each passing day. She befriended a 4-year-old child who was also a patient at the hospital. His parents lived a great distance from the hospital and could not be at his side each day. She brought comfort to him and soothed his tears. Today, Bethany is 28 years of age and has suffered no ill effects from her near-death experience. She was recently married.